Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Hey, Mudflap, did you stay till the very end? Is it a good movie or does it suck? Just tell us if it's worth our bucks. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Yeah.
Today's movie is Nightcrawler, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake stars as Lou Bloom, who is a man just desperate for work, and he stumbles upon the job of videotaping crime scenes and wrecks and horrible news stories for a local LA news station. Now, the more graphic and bloody these videos are, the more interested the station is on buying these videos from Jake. So he just becomes obsessed with the dark, weird world of nighttime LA. And the movie does a great job of showing us this weird, creepy, dark LA. Jake Gyllenhaal's character is superb. It's creepy like it's supposed to be. He's got the look on his face, this weird, I'm crazy look. His eyes just say it. He's very robotic in his actions. It's like when he smiles, when his character smiles, it's almost like he's thinking, this is the way humans are supposed to act. It's very creepy. The way he talks makes you think that he's written everything out ahead of time that he's supposed to say to another person. This movie is beautifully shot, expertly directed. The pacing is beautiful. Nightcrawler's script is, to me, near perfect. It's got dark humor. It's got the scary plot twist. And it proves the shallowness of today's media. You know, they always say, if it bleeds, it leads. And this movie leads in all categories that it shoots for here. Remember the old Eagles song? It wasn't the Eagles. Who did that? They make their living off the evening news. Well, that's exactly what Jake is doing here. This is definitely one of those movies that will have you talking when you leave the theater. I like a movie like that. I like a movie that you have a discussion about. This movie will have people talking for a long, long time. Jake Gyllenhaal, I can't say enough, amazing Oscar-caliber performance here. Now, is it anything like the old movie Network that was about TV stations? No. Is it anything along the character study, like the dark twistedness of Taxi Driver? Yes, that's what I see in this. It's that same kind of, it's the character study that's in this movie. The character of Jake Gyllenhaal as he takes you through this world of blood and guts and news media. What we see of Jake going in is not the same Jake that comes out on the other side. It's a beautiful character study. I love this movie. I think he does a great job. Renee Russo is the co-star. She stars as the lady who runs the news station, who buys the video from him. And she is superb. This could be her comeback. We haven't seen her in much lately, and I think this movie could put her back in the public eye. It also stars Bill Paxton, who we all know and love from Titanic. He was in Titanic. No, those boat movies, we get them mixed up. And he does a great job as the videographer who is the rival of Jake Gyllenhaal's character, Lou. And I will not give away the twist and turn on that, but it's a good one. So am I saying, do I recommend this to a friend? Oh, hell yeah. And I recommend that you recommend this to your friends. This movie is going to be a big one. So check it out. It's Nightcrawler. It's directed by Dan Gilroy, who is a first-time director, but proves he obviously knows what he's doing. And I'm sure we will be seeing a lot more from this director. So Nightcrawler? Yes. Don't crawl, run. Night run to see Nightcrawler. I got to use one of those stupid little sayings, don't I? Got to. See you guys next time at Mudflap at the Movies.